Next in our lineup is Aria.
I don't know if you can hear me, or if you're even there. I don't know if you would listen to a gypsy's prayer. Yes, I know I'm just an outcast. I shouldn't speak to you. Still, I see your face and wonder, were you once an outcast too? God help the outcasts, hungry from birth. Show them the mercy they don't find on earth. God help my people, we look to you still. God help the outcasts, nobody will.
And that was Aria with God Save the Outcasts.
God help the outcasts.
Okay, because she said outcasts in the song, so.
You got one. Type. You got it. God, the outcast. You just missed one word.
Okay, what was I going to say? Yay, it's Aria. Very happy. Let's see. Was there a little too much vibrato for this song, or?
I don't know. I'm on the fence with that. See, I think I'll hold most of my comments until I'm speaking with it, but I don't know. I wasn't overpowering.
Right.
It wasn't overpowering, and it wasn't underwhelming either, so.
Right. Now, sometimes it was probably a little too much for brought on one or two notes, or one or two words.
That could always be a personal taste thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because I always have the vibrato notes, don't I?
Yes. But you say it correctly, so Dylan won't get mad at you.
Yay. Speaking of vibrato, I'm not very big on the last note. I think that's where the vibrato was a little more on the irritating side for me. It was good overall. I don't know if that's her usual mic quality, because I always hear her with music. I never heard her without. So I can't really say if mic quality is a good thing or a bad thing. But yeah, it was a good performance overall. I liked it. And Ambie?
This critique can be really short. So my first note was when, what more can I say? And then I actually said more. So, because there was one point when I felt that the notes got a little odd. It was right near the end of the verse before you started the chorus. I couldn't tell if it was...
Oh, I know which part you're talking about. I'm
yeah, sorry. It was kind of like the notes were taken from another section of the song. It was the same lyrics, but moved. But then I couldn't remember if that was said again. It just felt a little weird. Because I know this song pretty well, and it just felt... It made me twist my head a little to the side, go, But, I mean, you're Aria. You're Aria. This was Wynn. you always do a great... Your singing voice is fantastic. And I liked... Your emotion was right in this. But this is a note for everyone. This is not a very showy song. Overall. Because every time I hear it, I'm never really impressed with it. No matter how good it is, I'm never impressed by this song. Because it's much more of a mellow song. And which I think shocked me because I know Aria to be a really amazing singer. And I found myself not impressed by this. And I'm thinking to myself, but this is Aria. I should be impressed by this. What is it? And I realized about halfway through that it's the song itself. So if you want to show...
Should we have a note about try to avoid slower songs or, like, slow ballady songs?
Not all songs that are slow, though, are underwhelming.
No, but songs like this, that should they be used for auditions or...
Oh, you could still use them. It's just, I don't know if they're smart to use them all the time. Because, again, when a singer as epic and amazing as Aria comes up and I find myself not... overwhelmed by it because I know she's amazing and she was amazing in this. I just I don't know. I guess I just don't like the song itself. I think it's a little bit of a boring song. But the thing is that the song bores me, and yet Aria I have right here, perfect emotion for song, which says a lot about the song itself. And I usually like all of the Hunchback songs, but I don't know. I guess Ambi just doesn't like this song itself, but Ambi likes Aria. Ambi likes Aria a lot.
Too. Well, I like the song too, but I like both.
You like both, I only like one. But it's but it's the better one to like in this situation.
Right.
Yes. So I don't have any more modes. I did not find, by the way, the vibrato to be noticeable. Like I don't know.
I don't know if I'm just used to not hearing it. So I don't know if they sang it, used it a lot in the song itself, and I'm just not used to hearing it a cappella. So I don't know. I'm surprisingly the only one who ever has those kind of notes. So I don't know if it's probably me.
Possibly.
And I'm done.
Oh, I'm done too.
Up next is the Great Din, who also rhymes with Finn from Glee.
Gosh, it disturbs me to see you, Gaston, looking so down in the dumps. Every guy here'd love to be you, Gaston, even when taking your lumps. There's no man in town as admired as you. You're everyone's favorite guy. Everyone's awed and inspired by you, and it's not very hard to see why. No one's quick as Gaston, no one's slick as Gaston, no one's neck's as incredibly thick as Gaston's, for there's no man in town half as manly. Perfect up your paragon. You can ask any Tom, Dick, or Stanley, and they'll tell ya whose team they'd prefer to be on.
And that was Great Din with Gaston, which I actually knew ahead of time what it was because, and this is something we said early on, and I believe it's in the audition notes as well, is please don't put the name of your song in the title of your thing, because we like to be surprised. So I knew, and I'm sure Jeffers knew, because he has been forwarding me everybody's auditions while he's out of town. But Zell didn't know, so you'll get and please put your name in it as well, because you didn't put your name in it. It was just the title of the song, nothing else. And I was like, okay. So make sure that you label things correctly, because that easily could have gotten lost. We would have had no idea who it was at all, mm-hmm. Especially since we don't know you and know your voice. At least I know I don't.
Ditto.
Okay, so going into the actual critique, now that we've got the technical stuff out of the way, I thought your emotion on this was really good. It was nice. It was peppy. It was happy. I don't know. I felt like you were straining your voice a little bit. I couldn't quite tell, because there were some times when I felt that it was a great fit for you, and there were other times when I felt that it was a bad pick for you. And it kind of teeter-tottered between the two. Like, I thought the chorus was the best part of it. It was in that first bit in the beginning that I was thinking to myself, is he straining? It wasn't so much straining as reaching. Like, you could sing it, but it was at the very top of what you can do, and you were up in there, but it was bordering on straining, but it wasn't full out painful. I didn't hear pain. I could have foreseen the pain happening if it went like another note or two higher. Like I said, it got better in the chorus. I really liked, and this is some very subtle, but I really, really liked it, was in the end, you changed up your tempo for that last line with the, I don't know the lyrics there, like, I tell you what team he preferred to be on. You slowed it down there, and you made it kind of, like, showy, and I liked that about it. It was a very subtle thing to add to it, and it's a technique sometimes in, like, stage shows and stuff like that, where you're, like, slowing it down to, like, go into it. Like, I felt like you were slowing down to go into a kick line, but it was the middle of the song, and a kick line really doesn't fit in the middle of the song. That fits more at the end of the song. But, yeah. So I liked this. Your voice is really nice. Your voice is pleasant to listen to.
Oh, my turn?
Oh, sorry. Go.
I have to agree. I really like this. Yay for energy. Yay for emotion. My second note is I'm happy. I will have to agree. There were some parts about the where it started to feel like it was reaching or straining. I have two parts. I have half as manly. It sounded like there was maybe a crack or you cracked a little bit. And there's no man as inspired by you. Maybe that sounded a little off, or maybe that was part of the interpretation. But yeah, I do like the ending, slowing tempo and stuff. I do agree with that.
Getting ready for a kick line.
Or getting ready for something like big and loud and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I really like this one.
Loud. Sorry, I walked into that one.
I've been doing that lately, haven't I?
No, I've been doing it because you've been saying things that make me think of other things, and I just walk right into it.
No, that's what I'm saying. I've been making you fall into these kind of things. Yeah, I really like this one, so I'm happy.
I'm happy. I'm not overjoyed, but I'm happy.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it. It was good. It was good. Mm-hmm. Not the best that we've heard, but still good.
C.
And not like the letter, as in yes. I got it that time.
Yay.
This critique was really short, but I'm done already.
I'm done.
Up next is Breed.
There you see her, sitting there across the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl. Sing with me now. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, my oh my, look at that boy too shy, ain't gonna kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, ain't that sad, ain't it a shame, too bad, you're gonna miss the girl.
All right, that was Breed.
Oh, wait, he sent me how to say this, and I forgot to copy and paste it over to my file. It was B-R-Read, as in, like, it's not breed, but it's, like, breed, I think. Like, with a little bit
of extra burrito without the dough? Breed?
Breed minus the O.
Burrito.
I think
okay.
It's breed, yeah. Breed. It's not breed with a hard E, but it's a breed. I think that's it.
Breed.
I forgot that he sent that. Oh, my gosh. I need to copy this and paste this over, and I totally forgot. But now, I remembered it. But while we were talking about it, so that's good.
Okay. Okay. Like we said, that was Breed, with "Kiss the Girl" from Little Mermaid. First note: wow, low voice, Ross competition.
My second note is young Russ? Question mark.
Oh wow. Okay. Talk about same mind length waves. I love the voice. Let's see. It was very low, so it took me by surprise. Let's see. The accent went a little French Lumiere, like for one part or two, but that might have been just me. I don't know much about lower men's voices, so whether I know if it's off or not, I can't really say. But I liked it. I mean, it was nice. It had levels. I think it had good, decent to good emotion and energy. And that's all I have. Ampy?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of notes either. My first note actually was, is this your real voice? And then my second note was young Russ, both with question marks at the end. Because I really couldn't tell if this was your real voice or if, like, you were pushing yourself. But then when I heard you go, like, super duper low, I was like, okay, this has to be his real voice. Because if he can go even lower and make it, like, flawlessly, then he's not trying to push himself for right. The other part of it. And if anything, I think you were actually trying to push yourself a little upwards. So this is really similar to Russ, which is kind of weird.
I'm like, this is
there are
Russ.
Two of them out there. Oh, my God. There are two.
Now I want them to do it now. Or show or face off.
One That'd of be two. Interesting. Oh my God, what if, like, there comes a time, like, what if he gets through tonight, because Russ is already through, what if there comes a time when, like, they have to, like, face off together, in, like, a challenge, like, head-to-head or something?
Happy face.
That would be like the ultimate showdown right there. Because this was good. I really didn't have any problems with it. This is another one that I wasn't wowed by it, but I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was nice. I thought you hit all the notes right, that I could tell. The accent was a little... Because I felt like it was just going in and out. Like, it was there, then it was gone, then it was there, then it was French, then it was back again. So, but still, good. I liked it. I really don't have much more to say. If Jeffers would hear, he'd be going, oh my God, I never know how to critique these people with these low classical-ish voices. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. So that was our Jeffers moment. Because he always, it's true. And when he comes back, I'm sure he will say the same thing when he listens to this. He'll go, oh my God, Ambie was so right. I do that kind of voices.
One more. How many more days? Like 4 or 5?
I don't know. I actually don't know when he comes back.
Oh.
He comes back like right, I think, before auditions end. So we might still have to do one more show, just the two of us, just to get people their time to get their second try in before the ending.
Right.
We'll see. So if we have 3, like I said, if more people get them in between now and then, maybe we'll do another 8 person.
Okie dokie, that works. Yeah, because 12 people just takes too long to mix and record for.
Oh my God, yes. With 2 people, yeah, that take, yeah. You need like that third person so everyone's working on a part. But I'm done.
I'm done.
All right, done.